I was given a choice. To kneel before the executioner's axe, or the queen. An easy choice. For years I wore her sigil, repeated all the oaths. But I always knew one day, no matter how many honors were bestowed upon me, I would escape. When the orders came, I felt pride swell in my chest. Despite my longings, I knew we were superior to these wretched creatures. These swine rutted within cramped, filthy temples. None were more misguided than these madmen, decorated with bones and mud. The brigands pointed us toward the temple. Shunned by the devout, their allegiances lie to those who are fatah, or spirits. They entertain themselves with drunken antics or violent cruelties. They know better than to attack us. But they followed us at a distance, hoping for scraps. They were a pathetic lot, squandering their time to drink moonshine and fight over scraps. An offering of a bag of tar garnered me their quick attention, but I sensed betrayal in their eyes. I knocked one down, and the other told me all he knew. As I turned to walk away, one struck my armor with a rock. Were they mad? I could just as soon cut them down as take a piss. I looked into their hungry eyes and warned them as much. The brigands fell upon us with crude knives. Trailing blood, I stumbled into a cavern. Deep within, a priest welcomed me, clutching a tablet. He promised I would be reborn within the shadow of the revered. But he could do nothing for my injuries. He ushered me deeper into the labyrinth. It must have been dug by a thousand hands. I ignored much of what he said until he called my name. Smiling, he forgave me for the crime I would soon commit. It was all etched in stone, he assured me. These were the ravings of a madman. The madman, I would come to realize, was not burdened with delusions, but truth. Yet the wary ear corrupts honest words into lies. I took him for a spy and cut him down. How else could he know so much about me? He had condemned himself with each utterance. First, I heard the squeals as if from 100 mouths. Then I saw her, the revered, a writhing mass of sinew, as if all at once she was splitting apart and coalescing. Is it salvation to look upon her? Deliverance? I knelt, losing my strength. I wanted to look away, and yet she was all I wanted to see. I watched as something swam beneath her belly. Her flesh sloughed from the bone and poured forth like mud, drowning the worshippers in a slurry of blood and earth. Birth and death were indistinguishable. I should leave. Find safety. But I dragged myself closer as the prayers of the devout filled my ears. I couldn't lift my sword. I couldn't kill mother and child. We had vowed to slay this false god. Yet this promise was no more than a coerced pledge. What difference does it make which master we serve? We will serve all the same. Silent, the newborn crawled from the Earth's viscera, a gaunt, sallow-skinned creature, not entirely inhuman. Its hands grasped uselessly at her deflated form. Her limbs writhed and coiled around it. Perhaps an embrace.